Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thank you very much for joining us, everybody. This is your host, Jim Masters. It's a pleasure to have you here on Close Up Radio. It is 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, November 23rd, 2022. We just want to welcome everybody that's listening in the United States. A blessed and very happy Thanksgiving tomorrow with your family. And hope you have an enjoyable day. And if you're traveling, safe travels. You know, we've got an incredible guest that's joining us here, Laurie Sweetman of LGBTQ Education and Consulting, LLC. And it's my pleasure to welcome her as we have this conversation, which is very insightful and inspiring on many different levels, because she is a highly sought-after life coach, public speaker, founder of LGBTQ Education Consulting, LLC. And we're going to, you know, expand on our conversation today on this episode. Through her coaching work, she empowers queer folks to live their lives genuinely and with self-acceptance, wholeheartedly embracing all facets of themselves so they can live freely and fearlessly. I'm going to pause right there because I know there's a lot of people listening live or may listen to this later in the archives quietly who may be saying, well, that's not you right now. You might not be living freely and fearlessly in our world right now. Well, this is why having a life coach, somebody who is experienced, has, you know, all of the understanding of the human condition, but also is somebody who is relatable, somebody who's empathetic, somebody who walks the walk, talks the talk, somebody who gets it, somebody who's been there. So whatever it is that you're concerned about, whatever your struggles are, fears, worries, happiness, joy, confusion, all of the above, Laurie gets it. Laurie understands. That's one of the reasons why she created the company, is to help people in their lives live freely and fearlessly. Whether the question, you know, is maybe something in the LGBTQ spectrum, or you need encouragement to maybe come out, she offers the tools, the resources, and the support. And what I mean by that is she doesn't hand you a bunch of pamphlets and send you home. She really works with you at your pace to do what it is that you're hoping to do. And she has the tools, the resources, and the support so you can discover your strengths, the strengths from within, not what the world is telling you outside, the inner strength that's within that you may have been suppressing due to societal pressure or whatever the case may be, cultural, you know, upbringing, could be anything. She wants you to feel empowered so you can have the courage to live unapologetically like everybody else does and seek, you know, fulfillment and a meaningful life. That's quite a bit, right? And if this is hitting you exactly in that sweet spot of you're like, yes, 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 then we do encourage you to make contact with Laurie because she can help. Unlike a counselor or a therapist, helping an individual suffering, you know, from mental illness or trauma, what Laurie does, her unique coaching style utilizes positive psychology interventions. If you're not sure what that is, we'll break that out more for you here. It helps you move from feeling just okay, but things just don't feel quite right, to excelling and living the life you dream. There might be a lot of things holding you back. You might be holding yourself back. So it's a liberating, life-affirming process, she says. Also, it can be challenging and tough. That's why her coaching is about asking the right questions to help dig deep and go at your pace and your own comfort level. Bottom line, she encourages folks to surround themselves with positivity and hope, because through the difficulties, you find resilience. That's how you get through life, and never let oppression weigh you down. It's incredible work that she's doing, and we're very excited to welcome her here to Close Up Radio to expand further. Lori Sweetman joining us here for the next 30 minutes for an incredible conversation. Lori, welcome. It's great to have you here as we talk about and expand on these ideas. Nice to have you with us today, and a pre-happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, too. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure, absolutely. You know, let's sort of maybe rewind a little bit here and let folks know some of the inspiration that has come your way in your own life's journey that really pointed you in the direction of saying, you know what, I'm going to step out forward and I want to help people with this. This is not something that I just want to do, but it's a yearning burning inside. I have to help people with this. What inspired you really to do this kind of work?
That's a great question. Over the years, I have experienced what it's like personally, of course, with not really being able to feel safe to be authentically myself, or not realizing that I was walking a certain path because that's what I was felt like that was expected of me, and that's what I felt like I should do. So once I had spent some time on myself and discovered who I was and felt that difference between living life as I was before and then living life as myself, whole and fulfilled, I couldn't go back, and I wanted to share that with others. However, the biggest factor, I think, was coming from teaching. When I was a public school teacher, or I had experience and parents coming to me asking for support and for help. And as I started to put myself out there as myself and with my journey, more people would start coming to me or around me and sharing their struggles and sharing their concerns. And then when I would start to notice that parents and children and the people around me in my community didn't really have the support that they needed to feel like they could be themselves safely in my community, or even understand where to start, or to find how to become more of themselves, pushing through that change, that fear that there is, and trying to transform yourself, finding the right support systems was really difficult. So I started helping out and volunteering where I could. I created these support groups in my community that was really like one of the catalysts to turning myself into a coach and going back to school to get my master's in gender and sexuality, and creating this company that is a combination of coaching and organizational consulting. It's that one-on-one power of transformation that I was experiencing, helping others individually and creating these supports in the surrounding community around me. It was just being able to walk hand in hand with somebody else was just a beautiful thing. And I loved that others could start to experience that happiness and that fulfillment in being authentically themselves that I was experiencing.
That's very important, right? Exactly. And that's where that relatability that I was talking about in the beginning really, you know, comes to bear, because you can really relate to your clients, the folks that you're working with, who, you know, might be very confused. They don't know where to turn, what answers they're looking for. They don't even have an idea sometimes, as you know, what do I do? What am I supposed to say? What am I supposed to, you know, come up with some questions. I mean, it's incredible. Tell us about the coaching work itself. Maybe some examples of some of the work and some of the things that your clients are coming to you for that they're maybe struggling with, or they just need answers to, or they need comfort and healing from or for.
Okay, sure. I love being able to work with parents and their children. That was where I started, was helping out children that were trying to explain to their parents what they were going through, or to their school, and they're having trouble with bullying at school, or wanted to feel that they could tell their teachers what's going on and how to help them in class. So when I was working with parents and children, I would have this combination of one-on-one time with the child, family time and what as a group coaching, and then also consulting with the schools or with any healthcare professionals. And that was a combination of education, sure, for the parents and for school or the health professionals that might not have had much of a background on the various issues of gender fluidity and sexual fluidity, and to understand the special issues that comes along with all of that. And then when I'm working one-on-one with the child or any person that's coming to me to help with coming out, or perhaps with confidence in being able to be out as themselves, but they are kind of confused on what feels right with them. Perhaps it's with intimacy needs that they have with their partners, or they want guidance on how to communicate with their family about things they're going through. Whatever is blocking them from that choice and that change to leading to life fulfillment, or any of those special issues that goes along with being a minority identity, goes along with being on the gender or sexual fluidity spectrum, any of those particular life issues that comes from being in a dealing with stigma, dealing with minority stress, dealing with oppression, those sorts of things, I am highly qualified to assist with. And that could be from working with them to uncover what exactly it is that's hindering that growth. That could be working on emotional intelligence so that we understand better how to manage our feelings in stressful situations, or how to communicate better, how to love ourselves and find our self-worth in those difficult times. Or perhaps it's a mindset intervention that I'm working with to help find another way around a blocked thought or a difficult feeling that we're having. So all of those things, I might have a path that we could walk through. So we'll start off with talking together, having impactful questions, sure, that help with motivation and uncovering blocks. But there's also some strategies that I'll use that are surveys and kind of like homework, you know, kind of like going to learning about ourselves school. We'll work together on that. We'll educate a bit and we'll practice some things at home and keep in touch between sessions. And that will help propel the growth forward. So a variety of methods, if you will, help my clients out.
That's fantastic. So, yeah, a lot of different ways that you can come at it and approach it. And, you know, it's very important. It's critical that youth, you know, are understanding of the opportunities to have somebody like you to work with. Why do you think, I know we've talked about this, but maybe can really expand on, because there may be somebody listening right now who knows somebody, or maybe they themselves fall into that category, and they may be like, oh, I didn't even realize there's somebody that can actually, you know, work with me and help me along as well. It is critical to work with youth, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
If I think what you're asking really is why? Why should I? Why am I the one to come to if you or your loved one or someone you know is seeking help? Why me over others? Right? I think no matter who you're looking for, if even for me especially, but whoever you're looking to help, the someone who's struggling with their gender or their sexuality, who may or may not be on that LGBTQ spectrum, but is impacted in some way based off of gender roles, not fitting in that norm, or feeling like they're a little bit different with their sexual needs, even if it's not on the LGBTQ spectrum, but maybe it's in the kink world, maybe it's in the polyamorous, non-monogamous, open relationship realm where it's not heteronormative, it's not typical that we see with our larger society, the majority, right? So if you're somebody that's struggling with that, you want to find someone who is educated in gender and sexual minority groups, and specifically in all of the factors that go into stigma, go into prejudice, go into social norms, and all of those factors that happen with societal oppression, misinformation, prejudice, things that there are a lot of harmful practices that were happening in the past in psychology and in our laws and in our country in general. So finding someone who is educated in all of that, like myself, will know what methods that were empirically studied by science are affirming and help with positive growth, accidentally doing more harm because of not having the education on how to help and treat somebody who is someone who is in the underrepresented population, someone who is off of that typical that you see in society. So finding someone who will uplift, support, and help that person feel confident enough to walk the path that they need to walk, regardless of what everybody else in society is thinking or feeling about their particular gender and sexuality.
Exactly right. Yeah, beautifully said. And you know, it's very, very important that people also realize that coaching is different than therapy. There are some commonalities, but there are some things that are different, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. You're focusing more on the dysfunction or the deficit that's happening with your mental health. They're looking for conflicts and past problems that might need healing. So they're looking to help somebody who has a problem with the way they're thinking and a problem that is keeping them and hindering them from being at their ability to function in life without having something blocking them from functioning. So if you think about someone who is super depressed, somebody who is highly anxious, someone who is going to be able to get a diagnosis for those things, someone who has had a trauma, someone who has obsessive issues, all these things have names and labels that go along with the mental health realm. They'll use the DSM-5 manual, which is a mental health, a diagnostic manual, and they'll be able to say, you have this mental health issue that we need to treat in this specific way. So they have very special protocols they go through, very special treatment plans they go through to help with that, to help you reach from not functioning well to functioning okay. So then with life coaching, you'll go from functioning okay, you're okay, you're doing fine, you're walking through life, you're doing what you're supposed to do. You're just maybe not feeling the best that you can. You have something else that you want out of life that you just need to figure out. You have to reach your happiest self yet. You haven't gotten there yet. Life coaching can pick up where counseling and psychotherapy leave off. So you don't even have to have gone through psychotherapy or counseling. You could just be somebody who has a problem, something that you're trying to overcome, a choice that you're trying to make, a challenge that you're trying to get past, a goal that you want. And a life coach will help you with that. It's an appealing choice, you know, for someone who's trying to solve a challenge or a problem in life to reach their happiest, most fulfilled self, to be empowered, to be transformed into the life that they really wanted to lead.
That's very important for people to realize that. It's also important for everybody to live authentically, right?
Yeah, absolutely. To be authentic is to be your true self. Why would you want to walk through life doing things for somebody else or being walking through life with a mask on, like you're going through life pretending all the time? That's exhausting, and it's disheartening. It's sad. I know I didn't feel very happy when I was doing everything that I thought I was supposed to do and putting on things that were making everybody else happy around me, but not for myself. Putting my needs aside for others, it's not fulfilling. It's not the best way to lead your life. To be your true self, to be empowered as your whole self, is a feeling like no other. You feel powerful. You feel like you can do anything. You feel that you can give more to others because you've given more to yourself. When you fill your cup up, if you will, then you're overflowing to the brim and you can share that happiness with others. And you wind up in an environment that is just the best feeling in the world to be in. Have you ever had that feeling, Jim?
When you feel
being your true self and being happiest that you ever could?
Sure, absolutely. Yes, right. Yeah. And that can be very, very sort of stabilizing for people. And, it feels grounding for people as well, which is very important. What can everybody do to continue to move towards equality? Because sometimes, it seems one minute society is moving in that direction, and then the next day they take two steps backwards. How do you feel about it? What can be done?
One person really can't make a huge change for all of society. It's still putting their hands in. So to move towards equality, if for just one person looking to do something, you got to join hands with somebody else. What I see is that by going through coaching and becoming confident in yourself and filling up your cup, it allows you to overflow and spill out into service. So if you feel that is part of your life path to help make equality happen, filling up your cup, reaching your best self, allows you to join a movement, work, whether that's in your workplace, whether that's in your home life and with your friends, whether that's donating to a support a group or going out and voting and supporting a candidate, or perhaps it's starting your own nonprofit, your own fundraiser to help with lobbyists creating change in the laws, or training for a company that's not treating it its employees well. So to move towards equality, the first step, I feel, is take care of yourself so that you're able to help others. And then as you're becoming this ally, especially for people who are maybe not on the LGBTQ spectrum but want to support those who are, as you're working towards becoming an ally, little things in your everyday could really make a big difference. Being that one person that uses the pronouns properly for someone that they came across that is wearing their pin that says they, them, and using they, them in their conversation with them, just those things creates a shift in the space around that person, and more people will follow in suit. So there's little things every day, being that outward positive support for somebody in public with them where they might need that extra help with somebody else showing their kindness and their compassion for them. Or it could be really big things. You reached a place in your life where you're able to give more. You're going out to the walkathons, you're going out to the vote for the candidates that will support the more inclusive laws, or helping somebody else that is trying to come out at work that you're friends with, and you're being that person that is showing support for them. It can create a shift in that environment that we're looking for on a smaller scale.
What are some of the struggles that the LGBTQ community is facing today from your perspective? And do you think a lot of progress has been made, or do you still see things as very negative out there?
Well, I'm always the person who's glass half full you're speaking to.
Yeah.
So I do see a lot of positive changes, but there definitely is a long way to go, and there is some backtracking happening too. But if you ever looked through history, you'll see that every time there's a big shift in social movements pushing forward, there's usually a backslide that happens before it gets past that hump and climbs over that mountain to the other side. Whether that was with the women's movement, with the civil rights movement, and now we have the LGBTQ movement. We have the gender and sexuality, science and psychology around it has definitely made huge strides in its research, but it's got huge strides to go still. But you can walk into a doctor's office and pull out the forms to fill out, and it says husband and wife when you are a same-sex couple. You're wife and wife. You might be looking at the gender options on a form you're filling out, and there's only male and female, but you are a non-binary person, or you're a transgender person, and you want that to be known because your medical care is very specific to those needs. You don't have a spot to fill that out. And then you have to go and educate your doctors when you're in that waiting room about what your needs are and who you are, what your pronouns are, who your spouse is. And going through all that is exhausting. The minority stress that we have being that on the LGBTQ spectrum is huge. I equate it to dealing with a really annoying situation where you're constantly having those little teeny tiny things happening throughout your day that are just adding up, and when you get home at the end of the day, you're just beat, but you don't really know why. You're like, but I had an okay day. You know, I went to work, and I got the best lunch that I could, and I made a new friend at work, but why am I so mentally exhausted when I got home? It's because of all those little things you're putting up with through the day. Coworker that asks you how your husband is doing, but you have a wife, and you can't come out at work because there's a bigoted person that's your boss.
Yeah.
So
many things.
The stress is huge.
Yeah, can be. I encourage folks to go to the website. It's www.includelgbtq.com. That's the word include, and then LGBTQ.com. Can't believe the half hour went by in a New York minute, Lori.
Oh, my gosh.
It's hopefully we'll get you to come back and maybe expand some more, maybe hear some testimonials. But it was a pleasure having you on the show, and appreciate all the time. And
thanks
for joining me. Hope you enjoyed it as much as I did.
Oh, I enjoyed it. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. And, again, wonderful, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, and I encourage folks, again, if you have any questions whatsoever or you have somebody that you would like to direct to that website, whether it's yourself or somebody that you know that would really benefit from contacting Laurie Sweetman, include LGBTQ.com is the website. A very special guest, life coach, public speaker, and founder of LGBTQ Education and Consulting, LLC, Laurie Sweetman, joining us from New Jersey. This is Jim Masters thanking you for your time this time till next time, inviting you to stay right here. Be back in just a few minutes with another amazing guest, celebrated here on Close Up Radio just for you. Till then, for all of us, have a terrific day. Once again, happy Thanksgiving from all of us at Close Up Television and Radio, and enjoy the rest of your day. Take care, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.